We're going to move on today to Siman Kuf Pei Tes, but before that, just a few words about Siman Kuf Pei Vav. Dine Bedikas Isha Bein Lefnei Tashmish Bein La'achar Tashmish. So there's a significant machlokas Rishonim. What happens when all the dust settles in the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis, as far as whether there's a requirement of Bedika Kodim Tashmish for a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua. If a woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua, the Gemara seems to indicate, at least according to one opinion, that there's a general requirement for bedikos. Does that only apply linyataros? Does it apply linyat isra l'bayla alone? And that's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi assumes that the maskanos of the Gemara, daf yud beis amud aleph, is that the Gemara says, manda masniha la masniha, that if a woman does not have a ves kavua, she's only required to do bedikos if she's a sekas bataros. In which case, that whole halacha is not no gay of his man azet. That's the position of the Rashbam, many of the Bali Tosfos. And the Rush is Choshesh for the Ben Chananel, who paskins that we require bedikos all the time. And then there's a middle position in Rishonim, that of the Ran and Shvuas, the Rashba, Torah Sabayis Arach Dasayin Mebez, the Ran and the Rashba, who understand in the Rif that if a woman has a vest, She'eno Kavua, or doesn't have a vest Kavua, that in order to establish that she is not Roa Machmas Tashmish, then you have to do Bedikos three times initially to make sure that she's Muchzekas, that she's not Roa Machmas Tashmish. So the first, once she gets married, you have to do three Bedikos in order to rule out such a possibility. So that's how the Mechaber paskins in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, the need for three Bedikos. The Shach, in this very long piece in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, argues that lahalacha we assume like Rashi, and he thinks that's really the authentic position of the Rif against the Mechaber's understanding of the Rif. Minhag Olam is to be choshesh for the psak of the Mechaber to require three bedikos. Minhag Var Yeshiva is like the Shach, not to require three bedikos. If you want to know how to do the three bedikos, you can look at the Kitzer books as far as how that's Nogela Maisa, but we don't really have time to deal with that in this forum. With that, let's move on to Siman Kuf Pei Tes and the discussion of the various types of vestos, calculations of vestos, and we'll see how far we're able to get. Beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Tes, Mechaber writes, Kol isha she'ein la ves kavua, choshashes liyom lamid liriyasa, she'on abeinimis. L'stam noshim. If a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, she has to be concerned about an ona beinonis. V'im yesh la ves kavua l'zman yadua, mikaf l'kaf, o mikafe l'kafe, choshashes l'zman yadua. If she has a regular vest haflaga, then if it's a ves kavua, then she has to be concerned about that ves kavua. It sounds like we're not concerned about the ona beinonis. Okay, so what is the source for this notion of an ona beinonis as a default for a woman that does not have the ves kavua? That's the sugya in Nida and Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol Anashim V'cheskas Tara L'Baleyan. So all women are presumed to be Taharos, Rashi, below Bedika, Shalahuska Bedika, Elala Asuka Bataros. So as far as Heta L'Bayla, a woman is V'cheskas Tara absent any contrary information, and there's no requirement to perform constant Bedikas. Habay Min HaDerech Nishen Lehem V'cheskas Tara. And that's true, even if someone was out of town, so you have the right to assume that if your wife is tahor when you left, she's tahor when you come back, absent contrary information. Where it asks, Tesvav min aleph, if you have it in front of you, Lamalei lemisni haban min aderech. So what's the chiddush in the seifa of haban min aderech nishen arvachet kastara? Sa'akadayta chamina hanimi leheicha di'isei b'masa derami anashay abarka. So you might have thought that the ches kastara is only preserved if the husband's in town, and therefore a woman is more conscious about her status. And if she has a question, she'll do bedika. But you might have thought that if the husband is out of town, then a woman is less conscious about her status, and you can't assume automatically that the cheskas tara is preserved. Kamash malan. No, even if the husband's out of town, her cheskas tara remains. Amrish lakish mishum Rav Yehuda nesia v'husha ba umasa b'sof yemei onasa. When is it true that a ba'im in a derech neshein lehem v'cheskas tara? That's only if the husband comes home and he finds her b'sof yemei onasa. We'll define that in a moment. Then Amar Rav Huna, different teretz. Lo shanu ela she'ein la vest. Ava yesh la vest, asur l'shamish. When do we say that she's mutaris l'bayil when he comes home? That's only if there's no vest. If there is a vest, it'll be asur. I klapi laya, it's the opposite. Adrav ichus tabra, ein la vest, ein l'chazoy, yesh la vest, vest kabila. So that doesn't work. You would have said the opposite, that if there is a vest, then there's less of a concern that she would have seen Dom and I known about it. El Yimar Hachi Yimar Amr Funa Lo Shanu El Shalugiyashas Vesta Alugiyashas Vesta Sura. If the Shas Vest comes, then she's a Sura Levaila. Kasav Vesta is the Raisa. Rabbi Rechan Omer Afilu Giyah the Shas Vest and Abim the Teres with our Vestas Rabbanim. Fine. So the initial Teres of Gemara, Vish Lakish, Vuhu Shabbat Matzah B'Soch Yemei Onasa, what does that mean? Says Rashi, B'Soch Yemei Onasa, Lamid Yom L'Re'iya. So if the husband comes back within 30 days of her Re'iya, she is in Buteres, Avala Acher Lamid Bayi Bedika. However, if he returns after 30 days from her initial, her previous Re'iya, she requires a bedika. Ho, the stam nashim chaz yon l'sof ona. Since stam nashim see dam at the end of an ona, ona here being a 30-day period, so if a 30-day period elapses, then she would be a sura labaila absent a bedika. Okay, so this is what we refer to as an ona beinonis, a average median normal ona, which is the end of a 30-day period. Rashi says again that at that point, if it's past 30 days, then she requires a bedika. So the only relevance, according to Rashi, that we know so far of ona beinonis is for bedika. No mention of requirement of prisha. No mention that we treat the ona beinonis as a yom haves le'inyan prisha samach haves. Rashi only highlights bedika. That's what the Alter Rebbe points out in the Kuntres Achron here, the beginning of Simen Reish Peites. According to Rashi, the only significance of ona beinonis is le'inyan achiyuv bedika, but not le'inyan achiyuv prisha. Rabbi Karr points out, page Reish Nun Gimel, that this is mefurish in the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, which I'm sure you all would have seen on the sugya. Tosfos Chachmei Anglia write, Perish Rashi, Aval Matzah La'achar Yemei Onasa Sricha Bedika. That if husband comes home after Yemei Onasa, after 30 days, there's a requirement of Bedika. V'chumra Gedol Lehizu, Shrei Le'elo, Hisvecha Talmud Rab Tibia. Yesh Lahaf Mepidivei Rashi, Shetzvicha Livdokim Shoh Yosim Yilam Yom. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis only indicated that the woman has to indicate that she is tahora, but no mention of requirement of bedika. Here, Rashi's saying that if he's out of town, comes back, 30 days elapsed since the last Riyah, then there's a requirement of bedika. So the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia write, this is a chumra gedola. However, yesh lahachmir kedivei Rashi shetzicha livdokim show yosim ilamidyom. Even though it's a chumra gedola, it's an appropriate chumra gedola, and it's endorsed by the Chachmei Anglia, in case Rashi needed their endorsement. Fine. Again, the only reference here to the significance of onan beinonis is requirement of bedika, no reference to prisha. And there also is a source for onan beinonis in the Yerushalmi. The Ramban here in Daf Tesvav Aleph, Yibra Maskel Behu, points out Lashon Yerushalmi Perek Beis Halacha Dalit Perek Beis Halacha Dalit Yerushalmi Kama Ona Nosnin La Reish Lakish Amar, the same Reish Lakish is a Baal Meimer here. Reish Lakish Amar Nosnin La Ona Beinonis Shloshim Yom. So Yerushalmi says Beferish Ona Beinonis is Shloshim Yom. Okay. Yeah.
Be clear, we don't treat this one
of
as a
vest kavua,
which is the
same kavua, right? You're jumping the gun. We generally treat it as a vest kavua, lekamim v'kamim yanim, as we'll see. We already saw a reference to that last time, a couple places, in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, we quoted last time, and Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, where the Mechaber Lalach equates an onabenunis with the vest kavua. But we'll see the application of that as we move on. Good. Okay, that's Rashi. Rif, Rambam, Ravid make no mention of a din of Ona Beinonis. The Ramban highlights this. The Ramban in our sugya highlights the fact that the Ramban, Rif, Rambam, Ravid,
right.
Ravid the Bali Nefesh, the Ramban here in the Chidushim highlights the fact that the Rif and the Rambam make no mention of Ona Beinonis. So the Ramban is bothered. How did the Rif of the Rambam learn our sugya? How did they learn this line of Reish Lakish v'hu shaba u'masa v'soch yemei onasa? What would that? What would it mean? B'soch yemei onasa.
The day where she's supposed to be serving.
Yeah, b'soch yemei within yemei onasa. There's no chibedika. Chibedika is only if it's not b'toch yemei onasa. So I think what you're saying is what the Ramban says. Not exactly that nisuach. The Ramban writes, "V'nir shehem zal mefarshim toch yemei onasa." Hainu onas vesta, lafuke yom ona atzmo delo. Is that what you were saying? That tochime onasa means the period leading up to the yom ha'ona, to the yom ha'vest. So if the husband comes home before the yom ha'vest, then there's no requirement of bedika. If the husband comes home on the yom ha'vest, then there would be a requirement of bedika because that is the yom ha'vest. And what's a havamina? Isn't that pashut? Shalotal adaitcha shebeba min aderech lochashashu af l'onas havest. So maybe you'd have thought that by baba aderech we're more mako.
But aren't we more mako?
We're more mako on yotzei l'aderech as far as the din of prisha samach havest. We don't find...
We don't equate
yotzei l'aderech with baba min aderech. And in any event, so he's saying, you might have thought that b'bam in aderech l'chashu l'onas havest, oh, she'yil l'haka l'omar shem akraso. Or maybe you'd be more inclined to be mekel and assume that there is an akiras havest, kamash v'lan, d'bay mechshav d'lo b'onas havest, kaima inna. You have to make sure that she's not b'onas havest. And also he says, the Rif of the Rambam hold that vestos daraisa. Sorry, the Rif and the Rambam assume that this is talking about vestos darabana, vestos daraisa, and they pass the like Rava that vestos darabana. So maybe this Reish Lakish isn't lalacha anyway, right? Because the Gemara has other terutzim to the chiddush of the seifa. So maybe Reish Lakish isn't lalacha. The first thing the Rambam says, you can explain. Reish Lakish of V'hu Shaba U'mas V'sach Yemei Nasa is meaning in the period leading up to the Onas HaVest, the woman has a Vest Kavua, so the husband only has the right to assume she's Tahora if the Vest Kavua hasn't yet happened. The reason Rashi wouldn't have learned that way, the reason not to learn that way, to understand as Rashi does when we're talking about Onas Beinonis, is because at first glance there's no Chiddush in saying that you have to be choshesh the yom aves. The man says you have to say for the riff and the ram. The chiddush is you might have thought they were more makel by bab and a derech, or maybe Reish Lakish is in the halacha. Anyway, so that's the Ramban's yishuv for the riff and the Rambam. That's the Ramban's yishuv for the riff and the Rambam. The bottom line, however you explain them, the riff and the Rambam and the Ravid make no mention of a requirement of onavaininess as a standalone kind of vest, as no mention of requirement of bedikos on the day of an onavaininess. Okay? So far we have Rashi, who clearly requires bedikos on the day of an onavaininess. We have the Ramban that more or less assumes like Rashi la'alacha. There may be slight differences in application, as we'll see. And then we have the Rif the Rambam, who make no mention of onavaininess at all. The Rashba on Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph in the Torah Sabayis Aruch, the Rashba Torah Sabayis Aruch Tesvav Amud Aleph is the first to associate onavaininess not only with a chiyuv bedika, but with a din prisha as well. That we treat an onavaininess essentially as a regular yom havest, to require not only a bedika, but to require prisha as well. And that's how the Mechaber assumes la halacha. In Sif Dalid, which we quoted last time, the onavaininess has the same din as a ves kavua as far as the din of prisha. How does one calculate onavaininess? That is a major machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim, machlokas HaPoskim. According to the Rashba, there in the Torah Sabayis Aruch, the Rashba is clear that onavaininess is day 30 from the last Re'iya. So if a woman sees Dam on... Okay, so this is the first of the month. So a woman sees Dam on day one of the month. The onavaininess is day 30. That's what the Rashba writes in the Torah Sabayis. That's what the Ramban sounds like in the Halachos, Perakei Halacha Hei. Kamehi ona shloshim yom is chilas ri'iya litchilas ri'iya cheres. Sherov nashim kain hein roas mishloshim l'shloshim. And most women see dam, that's the basis of onavaininess, from at an interval of 30 days. That's what the Beis Yosef assumes, that's what the Taz assumes in Sifkat al-Yadalid. Taz writes, Shu Yom Shloshim L'Riyasa V'hi Onavaininess, so the 30th day since the Re'iya is the Onavaininess L'misha Ein Leves Kavua. Again, that's what the Beis Yosef assumes, that's what the Beis Yosef isn't. If Lashon HaMechaber that we just saw is Choshesh is Li Yom Lamid L'Riyasa, and onavaininess shehi lil lamid yom, so the you could read the words otherwise, but the simplest reading is probably, as the Beis Yosef assumes in Beis Yosef, that it's day 30 since the initial Re'iyah, so if the initial Re'iyah is on day 1, Unavainimus is on day 30. Rashi sounds like Unavainimus is day 31. Rashi Besokhi Me'unasa, Tesvav Min Aleph, Lamid Yom Liri'iyah. So if the husband comes home Besokhi Me'unasa, meaning within the 30 days since her Re'iyah, then she's Muteres. Avala Achor Lamid, but if she comes after 30 days, sounds like day 31, then by Bedika. Then you require Bedika. So Rashi sounds like Unavainimus is day 31 since the Re'iyah, not day 30.
What was the
last one that I read? In Rashi?
Yeah.
Besokhi Me'onasa, Lamid Yom Lari'iyah, Avala Acher Lamid by Bedika. But if he comes after 30, then you require Bedika. So it sounds like Toch 30 Bechlal is still called Toch Onasa, and only after 30, namely 31, is there a requirement of a Bedika. And that is the position Lahalacha of the Chavis Das in Sifkat and Yud Beis. The Chavis Das there is responding to the Shach. And the Shach in Sifkat and Lamed has a third position which is not explicit in Rishonim, but maybe implicit in many Rishonim, as we'll see, that Onabeninus is essentially the same thing as a Vest HaChodesh. That the date of the Onabeninus is the same as the date of the Vest HaChodesh. So then, that would depend on whether we have a Chodesh Male or a Chodesh Chaser. So let's say, if we have a Chodesh Male, we have a 30-day month. So then, if she had her previous Re'iyah on Aleph of Chodesh Nisan, so then her Vesa Chodesh is going to be Aleph of Chodesh Iyar. Right? Aleph of Chodesh Iyar is the Vesa Chodesh, which is a Haflaga of 31 days since Aleph Nisa. So, according to the Shach, in a Chodesh Male, the Onabeninus is going to be on day 31, which is Aleph of the next month, the same day as the Vesta Chodesh. If it's a Chodesh Chaser, I don't think I need to make another calendar, right? If it's a Chodesh Chaser, so then Aleph is going to be on day 30, and then the Shach's Onabeninus is going to be on the 30th day since the initial Re'iyah, which is Aleph of the next month. So according to Shach, Onabeninus is synonymous with the Vesta Chodesh, and therefore it depends on whether we're talking about a Chodesh Chaser or a Chodesh Malik. The Chavis Das, of course, the Chacham Tzvi, who's bothered by a number of kashas on the Shach, including if the Onabeninus is essentially a Vesta Chodesh, then what do you need a whole category of Onabeninus for? What does Onabeninus add that you don't already have with a Vesta HaChodesh? So we can answer that in a moment, but the Harvach, according to the Shach, that which the Chacham Tzvi is bothered by, Hagufa may explain, this is what Rabbi Karp points out, may explain the Ram of the Rif. If Ramban's bothered, why the Ram and the Rif make no mention of a Onabeninus? Well, if an Onabeninus is essentially the same thing as a Vesta Chodesh, so then you could understand a little bit better why it doesn't make it into the Ram and Rif La'alacha.
Do they mention
possibly? They do mention Vesta Chodesh, sure. So that it may help for that. And at the same time, to the extent that the Chacham Tzvi was bothered, what does Ona Beinonis add over Ves Tachodesh, according to the Shach? Now we also could understand, as we pointed out, a Ves Ha, an Ona Beinonis has a din of a Ves Kavu in many respects, which is not true by a Ves Tachodesh Eino Kavu. So, for example, we assume Sidrei Tara points this out in Sifkata and Yud Beis, that if you didn't perform a bedika for an Ona Beinonis, then a woman's going to be a Surah Labayla until such time as she performs a bedika. That's not true by Vesta Chodesh. A Vesta Chodesh Eina Kavua, like any regular Vesta Eina Kavua, as we discussed, if you fail to perform a bedika on Ona Savest, that's not Ma'akev, and she's still Mutaris Labayla. By a Vesta Kavua, the bedika is Ma'akev. Ona Beinonis has a din of Ves Kavua, and therefore failure to perform a bedika would prevent her from being Mutaris Labayla until such time as she performs the bedika. So that's one nafka mina between a Ves Tachodesh and a Ona Beinonis. Rabbi Forst points out another potential nafka mina, subject to Machlokes Haposkim, but at least some are machmir, the crazy places machmir, that even if in general you're not machmir for the Or Zeruah Vest, or even independent of the Or Zeruah Vest, when it comes to an Ona Beinonis, the Ona Beinonis is defined as the entire 24-hour period. That's the Onus of Vest. Like regular Vest, Vest of Laga, Vest of Chodesh, any other generic Vest, so that the Onus of Vest is that day or night period. And then you can discuss whether you should be machmir for the Or Zeruah to be parish for the previous 12-hour period or the previous day-night period as well. But that's only the regular Ves, where the Ves is reflective of when you expect to see Dam. Ona Beinonis is the medium Ves, the average Ves, the Rov Nashim, as the Rishonim say it, see Dam Yishloshim L'shoshim Yom. But that Rov Nashim isn't limited to either the day Ona or the night Ona, that's the entire day, according to the placing. So that would also be nafka mina between an Ona Beinonis and a Ves Tachodesh. The Ves Tachodesh, the Ona of record, is only that day or night period, as opposed to an Ona Beinonis, where the Ona of record is the entire 24-hour period of that calendrical date.
So the Shach doesn't hold up the concept of Ona Beinonis?
The Shach holds the concept of Ona Beinonis, but he says Ona Beinonis is defined as a Ves Tachodesh. It's calculated at the calculation of Ona Beinonis is dependent on when the Ves Tachodesh falls. But as we said, it's more chamor than a Ves Tachodesh, potentially more chamor, because it's treated as a Ves Kavua. So again, according to the Rashba, Beis Yosef, the Taz, the Ona Beinonis is always day 30, Liriyasa. According to Rashi, the Chavistas, Onus of Ves is always day 31, Liriyasa. According to the Shach, it could either be 30 or 31, depending on whether it's a Chodesh Malay or a Chodesh Chaser, because an Ona Beinonis is calculated as the Vest HaChodesh. Okay? So, bottom line, if there's a Chodesh Mole, in a Chodesh Mole, according to the Taz and the Shach, the Ona Beinonis is going to be on day 30, and it's only according to the Chavis Das, which is Shitas Rashi, that the Ona Beinonis is going to be on day 31. So in a Chodesh Chaser, the vast majority of Poskim would assume the Ona Beinonis is on day 30. If it's a Chodesh Mole, so then it's more of a split, then the Shach would have the Ona Beinonis on day 31, like the Chavis Das, like Shitas Rashi. So the general recommendation of the Kitzur books is to be machmir for both, definitely to be machmir for both the Taz and the Shach, and when possible, to be machmir for the Chavis Das as well, meaning even on a Chodesh Chaser, to be Choshesh for day 31. Rabbi Willing has the following analysis, that given, yeah.
And that being for the full on
Not necessarily. So if right now everyone assumes like that placey, so then it could be you'd only maybe a good idea if you're expecting the Riya around then anyway. But technically speaking, you could not everyone is mapped for the placey to assume that an Ona Beinonis has to be the entire 24-hour period. So if the last, according to that, if the last Riya was Bayom, so then
Lil of the 31, if you want to.
So if you're not going to be Machmer for the Rezeru, and you're not going to be Machmer for the Placey, so in theory that could be Mutter, right?
But the, we would normally say that the night of the 30th, that you could be Machmer.
No, so if you don't assume like the Placey, and you're not closer for the Rezeru, then theoretically.
We would just throw that Kula onto the Rashi, Chavis Das, Pshat, meaning we would say even by.
The general recommendation of the contemporary poskim is to be machmir on both, but you could construct an argument otherwise. Rabbi Willer has the following analysis, namely that as we pointed out, the only rishon, the first rishon to require prisha and not only bedika on an onavenanis is the Rashba. Right, Rashi only mentioned Bidika. The Rashba mentions Prisha. The Rav Ramah don't have a Bukha. So, according the Rashba, who is a Mari Dahai Shmaisa that requires Prisha, clearly defines the Anabinus as day 30. So, the requirement of Prisha definitely applies on day 30. Because that's the Shittas of Rashba. In a case where, right, so the requirement of prisha definitely applies on day 30. And he doesn't think you need to be machmir for the rezeruah here, as we're not machmir for the rezeruah in general. However, as far as the requirement of bedikos are concerned, the bedikos should be performed on day 31. Like Rashi, who does have the requirement of Bedika. So, Prisha would be Aser on day 30, but no requirement to Bedika on day 30, you do Bedika on day 31. So, that's only relevant, you know, let's say you wanted to have Tashmish, let's say the last Re'iyah was Bayom. So, you're not going to be Machmir for the Placey, and you're not going to be machmir for the rezeruah. So technically speaking, you could have tashmish on the night between day 30 and day 31, because that's not the onabenus according to anyone. But if you're to do that, then you would need a bedika prior to tashmish. But if you're not going to have tashmish on the night between day 30 and day 31, which is probably not recommended if you're expecting the onset of urea anyway. At that time, and you're in the middle of this window of two unabandonnesses, then the requirement of Bedika would only be on day 31. But anyway, as we pointed out last time, Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that the requirement of Bedika is only in order to allow for Tashmish, and it isn't an absolute independent chiyuv. The other issue discussed here in Rishonim is when, how does an Ona Beinonis play out, or how concerned are we for an Ona Beinonis in a situation where a woman does have a Ves Kavua, or in a situation in which a woman's standard Haflaga is more than 30 days. Which cuts to the question as to what is the basis of the concern about Ona Beinonis in general. So, Rashi here assumes, the mashmos of Rashi, and the Ran spells this out a little bit more clearly, that the requirement of bedika for an onabeninus applies even if a woman's vest, even if she has a vest kavua, that's more than 30 days. She would still be chosheshes for an onabeninus. And the Ramban, that piece on Tesvav, assumes that if a woman has a vest kavua more than 30 days, then she doesn't have to be concerned about the onah beninus. Again, according to, if a woman has a vest kavua more than 30 days, do you have to be concerned? Is the concern of onah beninus only where the regular vest passed? Either she doesn't have a vest kavua at all, or let's say the vest kavua already passed, she has a haflaga less than 30 days, and that passed. So are we concerned that maybe now she's going to see Dam on the day of the Onah Beninus? The Rashba is of the opinion that in either direction, whether or not her Ves Kavua is less than 30 days or more than 30 days, if she has a Ves Kavua, she doesn't have to be Choshesh for an Onah Beninus at all. Rashi and Ramban both assume that if she has a Ves Kavua, she has to be Choshesh. The Machlokas is whether, if that Ves Kavua... Sorry, the Ramban and Rashi both will agree that if she has a Ves Kavua less than 30 days, she has to be Choshesh on day 30. The Machlokas is whether she has a Ves Kavua that is more than 30 days. The Mereshes Moshe, he has the following analysis of this, Simen Lamed Aleph. He suggests that this Machlokas, focus now on Machlokas Rashi Ramban, may reflect what is the precise concern of an Onah Beninus. So he says Rashi may be of the opinion, as Rashi wrote, that Hol v'stam noshim chazi l'sof ona, that women generally see dam after 30 days since the last riyah. So even if a woman herself has a ves kavua for more than 30 days, you still have to be choshesh for that rov nashim that see dam at a haflaga of 30 days. So we're not only concerned about a personal vest, we have to be concerned about the rubi lesa kaman of women in the world that see dam after 30 days. And the Ramban, who says that if there's a haflaga more than 30 days, she does, if her ves kavua is at a haflaga more than 30 days, she doesn't have to be concerned about the onah beninus. He's assuming, like the Ramban himself has a line, as do some of the other Rishonim, that a woman is obviously expected to see dam at a certain point. V'chila olam lo tira. Is it possible that the woman's never going to see dam? Obviously, she's going to see dam at some point. So, if the reason is just v'chila olam lo tira, so then I understand. If a woman has a haflaga less than 30 days, a ves kavua less than 30 days, and she didn't see dam and she's expecting to, so if she didn't see dam then she's obviously going to see dam at some point. The logical next time that she would see dam is at the 30-day interval. But if a woman hasn't yet reached her vest, her vest kavua, because her haflaga is on 32 days. So the fact that the onur beinonis comes doesn't mean that we have to be concerned that she's going to see down. The whole reason for onur beinonis is v'chila olam lotira. So right now, we're not bothered v'chila olam lotira. We expect her to see on day 32. Again, according to Rashi, the concern is that you always have to be choshish for the ruba de lesser kaman of women in the world that see dam at a flog of 30 days, even if this woman has her own vest kavua for more than 30 days. According to the Ramban, the basis for concern of onu beinonis is v'chila olam lotira. So v'chila olam lotira is only relevant if the expected a flog already passed and she didn't see dam. But if her expected a flog didn't yet pass, then we're not worried about onu beinonis. As far as the other question, let's say a woman has a vest kavua. This is the corollary. A woman always sees at a haflaga more than 30 days, but not at a set time. If she doesn't have a vest kavua of a set 32-day interval, but she never sees dam less than 32 days. Right. So here also, according to the Rashba, there's no need to be choshish for the onu beinonis. Loshen Rashi in Taras Abayis. Medvar mum bevest she'eino kavua, shehu la bepachas me'onu beinonis. That even if a woman has a vest she'eino kavua, you only have to be choshish for the onu beinonis if that vest she'eino kavua is less than 30 days. Sounds like, if she has a vest, what Rabbi Carr points out, it sounds like, if she has a vest, she'enu kavua, but the flaga is never less than an onu beinonis, then you don't have to be choshish for onu beinonis. And most folks can disagree with that. They assume that by any vest, she'enu kavua, you have to be choshish for an onu beinonis, even if the haflaga is always going to be more than 30 days. We'll stop here, and Mirz Hashem, we will resume on Monday. Just keep on going through Siman Kuf Pei Tes, Mechaber Moshav Pisgah Tshuva. You have time, but I don't expect it.